stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door.
Music you can believe in. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Mitchell Tenpenny, We Got History. Just ahead, we're going to plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song, plus more feel-good music on the way from Riley Green and Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, and Jason Aldean. And we've also got this week's Power Thought. That's all straight ahead, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. Well, this week's recharge song comes from Rodney Atkins, and it's one of his most inspiring hits. You know, we all go through periods in our lives that are difficult and sometimes downright scary or may seem hopeless. But the advice Rodney brings us in this song are really words to live by in troubled times. If you're going through hell, keep keep on moving.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. Different demons breathing fire.
Rich Miller.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know. You get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in. Trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on a mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half drunk speech, and your sunburn.
Next thing you know. Well, it's time now for this week's Power Thought. Ever have the intention to do something good for someone but never got around to it? At work, perhaps you might notice someone dealing with a personal or family issue, or might hear someone say, "We need to do something to cheer them up." But it doesn't always happen. There's a road that's paved with good intentions that nobody wants to go down, and we don't have to. A poet named William Seymour wrote that kindness is in a prison until it finds release in words or deeds. When we say compassionate words to someone who needs to hear them, or do something as easy as providing a meal or sending flowers or a card, it can touch that person deeply and have a powerful effect on their spirit. Sometimes we just assume that they know we care, but in difficult times, it matters even more that we tell them in some way. When you have a good intention, don't wait to act on it. Just do it. You'll be glad you did. And that's our Power Thought this week. and Al Dean, Let Your Boys Be Country. Coming up, we've got great songs from Dylan Scott, Tyler Hubbard, and Luke Combs. Plus, we'll be making a time jump for a hit song from Sawyer Brown the same year that you could buy a VCR to record your favorite TV shows and jump on the World Wide Web for the first time. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see him on Facebook, too. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around. Otherwise, lows upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
We're traveling through a place called Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year when Home Alone was bringing everybody out to the movie theaters. And the group Sawyer Brown had a hit song about taking the hard way over the easy way. But first, Dylan Scott with his song, Can't Have Mine.
Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind.
Well, it's time now for us to take another time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're going to jump back to the year 1991, when a stamp cost 25 cents and a VCR to watch movies at home cost about $400. 1991 was the year the World Wide Web was born. That year's top movies included Terminator 2, Home Alone, and the animated version of Beauty and the Beast. The New York Giants beat the Buffalo Bills 20-19 in the Super Bowl. And in the year 1991, this classic song made a great point about how sometimes in our lives, we see what looks like an easier way, but a walk on that easy street can also lead to a dead end. From 1991, here is Sawyer Brown saying, "No thanks, I'll take the dirt road."
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, till I won't pass me by, cause it's right there to find. On the dirt road, I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, till I won't pass me by, cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, cause it's right there to find. On the dirt road, on the dirt road.
Power Country. It's all about the message in the music.
Back when a black top was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a
Are brought to you by Columbia Nashville. Up next, we're going to hear from Kenny Chesney. Plus, we'll get you a Power Country backstage pass with Sam Hunt, who'll tell us about how he's reconnecting with his rural roots and why it's so important to him. That and more great music all on the way right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller. Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and we've reached the final stretch on this road through Power Country. Coming up, we've got a backstage pass with Sam Hunt, who'll tell us why it's important for him to reconnect with his rural roots. And we'll check in with Sam right after we hear Kenny Chesney sing, Take Her Home.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Kenny Chesney with his song, Take Her Home. Right now, let's get you up close and personal with the stars as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Sam Hunt, and his song, Outskirts, is all about living the rural country life, something he feels is really important for him to reconnect with personally.
My life it's changed quite a bit in terms of my everyday experience, and I appreciate having access to the rural southern farm life experience on a day-to-day basis, and how healthy that is, how good it is for your heart and soul. And maybe that's because I grew up in it and it's home, and that's what reminds me of home. But my brother's still down there, and I see his kids growing up out there running around on the farm and around those cows and horses and animals and neighbors too, and just they get together with other family members all the time. And I miss that, and I'm definitely making a point as I get older to get back to that, you know, that lifestyle. Even if I'm not raising cattle like my brother, I still want to be around it and around those people, because those are the people who listen to country music. And when you move off to the big city to make it in country music, you become so removed from them that you can become a little detached from who you are and where you came from and the folks who are listening to your music. And if you do that, then your music's just not going to connect anymore. I'm getting back to my roots, as cliche as it sounds.
Now here is this week's featured Backstage Pass artist, Sam Hunt, with his song, Outskirts.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything to thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South shirt shines like gold down these old roundabout valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town. We'll be right back.
listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Tens of thousands of NFL fans descending on Las Vegas for the game today. Federal, state, and local authorities keeping a close eye to keep the game safe.
The FAA imposing temporary restrictions on Las Vegas airspace and declaring a no-drone zone for a 30-mile radius, enforced by specialized personnel able to track and disrupt unmanned aircrafts.
ABC's Melissa Adon. The Senate working through the weekend on a military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan faces an uncertain future in the House. Weeks after Israel accused members of a UN relief agency in Gaza of assisting Hamas's October 7th attack, the country now says it's found tunnels under that relief agency's headquarters in Gaza City. Police in California say a 59-year-old man is in custody after firing several shots into the air on UC Berkeley's campus Friday night. Authorities say no one was hurt and a shelter-in-place order was lifted soon after. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma judge stepping down days before she was set to go on trial over accusations of sending hundreds of text messages to her bailiff, commenting on the trials she was overseeing.
District Judge Tracy Soderstrom, who was suspended with pay, now stepping down after only a year on the bench. In October, the Chief Justice recommended Soderstrom be removed following an investigation that found she exchanged more than 500 texts and emojis with a bailiff, including... "This is dumb," during the state's direct examination of a witness. The state Supreme Court says the texts show a lack of temperament to serve as a judge and reflect a judge who wholly abandoned her neutral role.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee reporting. A mother in Missouri facing charges after authorities say she put her infant child down for a nap in an oven. Mariah Thomas of Kansas City has been charged with endangering the welfare of the child. A witness said the mother mistakenly put the child in the oven, but the statement said it didn't offer an explanation as to how. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of Wisconsin farms are handed down from one generation to the next, but many new farmers start their operations from scratch. As Mike Moan reports, many of them benefit from leasing their farmland.
More than a third of Wisconsin farmland is leased, that according to federal data. Kelly Wolfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension. She suggests renting land is the only real option for new and emerging farmers. That's because current market conditions put owning property out of reach, and these individuals also have to invest in things such as new equipment, creating even bigger disadvantages.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Her team is trying to educate smaller operations about the dynamics of leasing agricultural property and what their rights are. Wilford says it's important to make sure you have your lease in writing with clear terms. She adds that being more vocal about conservation practices you might deploy could help get a break on the cost of the rent. Steve Okanek, a regional educator with UW Extension, says lacking social connections in a farming community you're eyeing for production is another barrier.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
He says you should treat your quest for land almost like a job search, where establishing trust and familiarity might result in more leads. This outreach comes as the nation sees an influx of beginner farmers trying to get a bigger share of the market. In the most recent census of agriculture, there was a 17% increase in the number of farmers with less than 5 years of experience. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college basketball, Marquette beat St. John's 86-75. The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. Another shocking loss for Wisconsin, this time to Rutgers, who beat them by 22 points. 78-56. Great defense by the Scarlet Knights. The Badgers now with a 4-game losing streak. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where the 49ers are looking to win the Lombardi Trophy for the first time since 1994. Quarterback Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, says,
"It's sort of been like the story of my life, you know, sort of being overlooked, you know, throughout high school, not a high recruit or anything, and life sort of repeated itself. I got drafted last."
Chiefs trying to make it back-to-back championships. Patrick Mahomes.
"Yeah, I think just the opportunity to have a back-to-back championship. I mean, I got close a couple years ago and fell short. So just being able to be back on this stage and just having that opportunity and trying to make sure that we maximize that moment."
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
This week on Viewpoints.
You work hard, you get your down payment, you have an income, you can get a house. As of 2022, that changed, especially into 2023, and now we're here 2024.
For many people, buying a home feels impossible right now. Then,
many astronauts from the 1960s who worked on the early space shuttle program actually made public statements to the effect that this is not a safe vehicle and people should not be flying it.
The truth about America's retired space shuttle program. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Did you know that 2023 was the worst year for housing affordability in U.S. history? Recent U.S. Census Bureau data shows that the average median household income with two earners is about $75,000 a year. For this population, when factoring in loan approval and current high interest mortgage rates, only 15% of homes for sale last year were within reach. This is the lowest number ever recorded, according to a recent report by real estate company Redfin. What was once part of the American dream now seems completely out of reach. One factor feeding into these high prices is limited inventory. Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says that home construction has dwindled over the last 15 years and now there's not enough supply to meet the growing demand.
In the 2010s, there were fewer homes built than in any decade going all the way back to the 1960s. One reason why so few homes were built had to do with the fallout from the 2008 financial crisis and foreclosure crisis, where homeownership home values sunk very quickly, and there was more pessimism about buying a home as seeing it as a good investment. So there wasn't much activity in constructing homes because that industry soured as well.
And on top of this, the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 pushed mortgage rates down to around 3%. This is much lower than the current rate and encouraged more people to buy. One real estate expert who's covered this topic is Freddie Smith, a realtor and content creator who's gone viral on TikTok for his videos on the housing crisis. Smith says this mortgage adjustment helped many in the short term, but also created a massive long-term problem.
In 2020, with the pandemic, people were really hurting financially. Everything was shut down. So they decided, well, you know, it'd be a good idea. Let's lower interest rates to 2.6, 2.7, 3% so that people can refinance, or if someone wants to buy a home, it's even more affordable. So that sounded like a great idea, but then that's basically free money. So everyone did it, everyone started buying, and it destroyed the little supply we had left. So when you have all of 2020, 2021, and into 2022, everyone, all investors, everybody was buying houses, and that's what rose the price. So they had to raise the interest rates to stop it from going even further.
Currently, interest rates for mortgages are at 6.6%, more than double what they were 4 years ago. Fairweather says this has not only made it difficult for people to buy, but has also discouraged current owners from selling.
Normally, when interest rates go up, which would cause buying a home to be less affordable, we see a pullback in people buying homes, which then causes home sellers to have to lower their prices in order to get their homes sold. But what happened instead is that people who own homes decided not to sell at all. They had these great mortgage rates during the pandemic that are fixed for 30 years. And if they can't get a price that would make them want to move and make them financially well off enough to buy another home at the new higher mortgage rates, they're simply not going to sell. And that's what happened. So we saw a pullback in both supply and demand, which allowed prices to stay high at the same time that mortgage rates were going up. So there wasn't any relief in affordability coming from prices, which made the mortgage rate problem even more dramatic.
This situation is frustrating, and it's hitting some groups harder than others. Smith says that millennials in particular are struggling the most on their path to home ownership.
Back when the boomers were in their 30s or late 20s, their biggest hurdle was saving up for a down payment. So that's why some of their greatest hits are just don't drink Starbucks, stop Netflix, because their whole hurdle was working hard to save that down payment, but their income, they could qualify for the house. The problem the millennials are having now is a boomer parent or grandparent could gift $50,000 for a down payment. If the millennial doesn't have $100,000 to $120,000 salary, you still can't qualify for the loan. So if you can't qualify for the house, what are you stuck doing? Renting. When you have a whole generation renting, rent prices go up.
Generally, the rule of thumb is to spend no more than 30% of your income on housing. 30 or 40 years ago, you could rent for just 18% of your paycheck. Today, Americans living in major cities can spend upwards of 40% of their income on rent. In comparison, when owning a home, that money is going towards a larger payment, and there are no surprises like large jumps in rent. Fairweather adds that the path to ownership can be tougher for people of color who are trying to get out of renting.
One is that they are less likely to be homeowners. So if they're first-time homebuyers, they're not coming with housing wealth to the transaction. They're not coming with equity that they can put towards a new home, so that puts them at a disadvantage. They typically have, on average, have lower credit scores, and the lower your credit score is, the higher the